Farmers across Louisiana's Delta region are fighting weeds that have developed resistance to the herbicide glyphosate, commonly known as Roundup. LSU Ag Center weed scientist Daniel Stevenson encouraged farmers to use pre-emergence herbicides in their fields to kill weeds before they pop up.
If you maintain soybeans weed-free for 5 weeks after emergence, you will maximize yield from a weed control standpoint. One of the best ways to maintain your soybeans weed-free for the first 5 weeks is the use of a pre-emerge herbicide.
Stevenson spoke to farmers at the LSU Ag Center's Deanley Research and Extension Center Field Day. He said farmers had moved away from using pre-emergence herbicides and relied solely on glyphosate to kill back emerged weeds. But with herbicide resistance, farmers need other methods of control.
And a lot of these herbicides are excellent because they have multiple modes of action, which what that means is it's killing the plant two ways.
Weeds such as Palmer amaranth, Johnson grass, and Italian ryegrass have developed resistance to glyphosate. Stevenson said Palmer amaranth is especially problematic because it can grow an inch a day and one plant can produce 500,000 seeds. He said successful farmers are ones that are vigilant against herbicide-resistant weeds.
If you see a weed growing, and it could be Palmer, it could be Johnson grass, I don't care what weed it is, go and pull it up. Take it out of the field and burn it. Get rid of it. Why take it easy today to give yourself heartache tomorrow?
While Louisiana farmers are starting to have a problem with herbicide-resistant weeds, the situation here is still not as bad as in Arkansas, Georgia, and Mississippi. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.